Hello, Larry.
Hey, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Doc, I'm a veteran, so the VA's taking care of my health care.
Uh-huh.
And had a little bit of high blood pressure, so they've got me on 20 milligrams of lisinopril. But what they're really concerned about is my cholesterol level, and they've been pressuring me to go on statins, which I have been I'm reluctant to do. So I tried cleaning up my diet and taking some bergamot, but that didn't seem to do the trick. It didn't lower the numbers any. So I was hoping you could give me a herb or something that replaced the bergamot that might help lower my cholesterol.
You know, I found bergamot more helpful for high blood pressure. So an alternative to a statin, and of course, a lot of people are resistant to take statins because of the side effects, particularly myalgias and pain problems that occur. But a alternative is something called red yeast rice. And typically a dose of, 650 milligrams twice a day over a six-week period can dramatically drop your cholesterol. Now, I'm not a big fan of just, dropping numbers in particular, because you can chase numbers, your whole life and taking all these medications or even supplements to drop your numbers, but the actual risk of heart disease and cardiovascular problems due to cholesterol is only about 25% of the issue. So typically when we go to conventional docs, they are particularly stressing lowering cholesterol. And it's true, by lowering LDL especially, you can prevent the oxidation of the cholesterol occurring and plaquing formation in your arteries. So what they're recommending now is keeping LDL under 70. And once you're able to do that, then you can reverse some of the plaquing in your artery. But I find red yeast rice as a really good alternative. And another supplement I like is pycnogenol. And that also seems to help. And you can also lower your simple carbohydrate intake, which will also lower your triglycerides and LDL. So,
okay, how do you spell that, Doc? That last one.
Which one now? The pycnogenol?
Yes.
That's let's see, P Y C N O G E N O L. And
okay.
I've seen, actually, I had a patient, it was interesting, she took the red yeast rice, and within a month, her total cholesterol dropped 100 points, which is, I think, the record for me.
Okay,
anyway.
That's what I'm after, Doc.
Yeah.
Also, they got me in the evening, she's got me taking 1,125 mg of niacin, and she got me taking the baby aspirin, and
uh-huh.
also taking 2,000 I use a vitamin D every day also, and a little bit of CoQ10.
That sounds
so
great.
I'm
yeah, the
that I'm on the right track, but the bergamot just didn't seem to have any effect on the cholesterol at all.
Yeah, I find that a lot with my patients also. The bergamot doesn't seem to lower cholesterol very well, and I always stress exercise for patients too, because if you're, we all produce a certain amount of cholesterol. We need cholesterol for hormone formation and as an anti-inflammatory. So we need some, but if we're not exercising, if our circulation is poor, then we're more likely to have that cholesterol deposit in odd places. So even some strenuous walking can make a big difference.
Okay. Also, Doc, I've had three different types of cancer. Is there anything you could recommend that would help clean my system out to get me from getting the fourth kind?
Oh, three different kinds of cancers. Wow. I would probably recommend you come in and discuss that with one of our docs. That would be something that I think we could really help with, but it might take you know, quite a while on the radio to go through all that. So,
sure.
Yeah. So I'd encourage you to do that.
He's ignoring. That's what the VA is laying it on anyway.
Yeah. There are quite a number of supplements that help prevent. So, but it takes a lot of lifestyle changes and good eating. And there are a lot of anti-cancer foods that you shouldn't be including also, but we could definitely coach you on that at Tahoma Clinic.
Okay. Are you still taking patients, Doc?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're out of Tahoma Clinic?
Yes. I'm in the Tukwila office.
Office. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
be glad to work with you.
For your information here, Doc. I'm going to put this into practice.
Okay, Larry. Thanks for your call.